Okay, let me put down, let's see what today's date here. It's about 10 after 2 in the afternoon. Okay, let's see what today's date is. Okay, today's the 16th of November. Okay, let me go ahead and get your all your information just because I only have a little bit of it from the... I got it from your mom yesterday. And obviously I only asked her for your name and your, and you know, like your schedule and stuff. So the last name is...
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and the first name is Carlos?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's your middle name? Okay, and your date of birth is? And let me see, did I get your address yesterday? No, I didn't get your address yesterday. What's your address? Oh, actually I did. And that is a house, not an apartment, right?
That's a house.
Okay, Oxnard?
Yeah.
Okay, 9:30 or?
9:30, 36.
Oh, 36.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys, and you're currently working at Target, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the one in Oxnard or Cameron?
It's in Ventura.
Oh, Ventura, okay. I almost forget about that one for some
reason. Yeah.
Okay, and let me see, I got your date of birth, and your, do you know your driver's license number off the top of your head?
No, but I have it right here with me.
Okay.
Let me just pull it out real fast. It's...
Okay. Let me see. Obviously, I called you because we wanted to talk about this incident that occurred where you had a fight with this... Let's see. What was that kid's name here? The suspect? Adrian Canley. You didn't know his name, though, right?
No, I don't know his name.
Okay. Now, this incident took place on what day?
It was on Sunday.
Okay, this last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And go ahead and just kind of run me through what happened that day, and then I'll stop you if I need to ask you a question.
Oh, well, I was getting out of work because my mom told me to go pick up my sister because she had gotten out at 7. I had gotten out at 9. And she was going to be at my aunt's house waiting for me because she was going to get a ride over there, but that's it. So I went over and I got at 9 and everything. I called her, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm already going to my aunt's house, you know, just right there next to Target.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I was parked outside waiting for her. I just honked the horn and she wouldn't come out. I was seeing nobody come out. And I guess, like, this guy just kept walking. He walked, like, he was on the curb and I was, like, in my car, you know, just parked there, like, with emergency lights and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept looking at me. He just, like, started, like, throwing gang signs and stuff. And
oh, he did?
Yeah. Okay. I was just like, I took out my phone, you know, I didn't pay no attention to him. And I took out my phone and I called my aunt's house. I'm like, oh, can you tell my sister that I'm right here?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that guy still kept, like, you know, thinking I was, like, up to something, you know, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I was now, just talking to my, huh?
Now, you never actually parked the vehicle, right? It was just parked out in the street?
Yeah, because I was just waiting for it to come down and we were going to leave already.
Okay, and then this guy, when you first saw him, where was he? Was he, like, looking at you through a window or was he outside or?
He was already outside. He was coming down, like, from the street. He was coming down from, like, the corner.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't coming out of the apartment complex.
Nah. He was coming down from the corner, and then, like, he thought that I was honking at him or something. I don't know.
Mm.
And he came over, and he just started nodding his head, like, trying to catch my attention, but I was just like, I don't know, you know, what this guy wants.
Mm-hmm. Like, when you say nodding his head, like, throwing his head up and, like,
yeah.
Like to kind of get you to acknowledge that he saw you?
Yeah. No, just like, I was trying to norm, you know, like, I don't know what was his problem, I was just like, whatever. So, I was still waiting, I waited for like 10 minutes for my sister to come down, she never came down, so I just like, I got off and I went upstairs and like, as soon as I was going upstairs, like, he came out of some apartment that, like, below, like, where my aunt lived, because she lives upstairs and he lived, I guess, downstairs or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out and he just started telling me stuff, he's like, what's your problem, like, what do you want, he's all, he just started cussing me out and stuff, I was like, what? I'm like, I don't even know you. I'm like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't matter. He just, like, kept, like, using profanity. He's just, like, telling me that, you know, calling me out. I was just like, no, I just came to pick up my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, can you move your car? I'm going to run it over. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, all right, I'll move it right now. But I guess he got mad because I didn't want to do that instant.
Now, were you still inside your car or no?
No, I was already off and I had gone off and he was coming out of his apartment while I was going upstairs to my house.
Oh, okay.
And, like, yeah. So I guess he came back and he had some little briefcase with him, some little, I don't know, it was like small, like, I don't know, like a trapper keeper or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And he dropped it and like he tried swinging at me, I guess he missed me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just like, I fell back and I got up again.
Mm.
And like, I don't know, that's when we started fighting and stuff, and, like, we rolled around the floor, and, like, we just got up, and, like, I guess my aunt came downstairs, and they stopped us, you know, because I guess they heard my sister screaming, because when we started fighting, I guess my sister was already coming downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and everybody just witnessed us, like, fighting and stuff. Everybody came out from the apartments, but nobody, like, got in or anything except for my aunt.
Hmm.
She was just trying to stop us, and, you know, they finally stopped us, I guess, and, like, I was just, like, you know, injured from my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that guy was just, like, standing there just, like, looking at me, like, you know, like, if he hated me or something. But I never met him in my life, you know. That was the first day I ever seen him.
Uh-huh.
But my aunt said that he would always cause problems, and, like, she thought that I knew him, but I didn't, you know, like, cause I guess she heard us arguing and stuff, but I guess she thought that we were just playing around, so they didn't make anything of it until they saw us fighting.
Oh, okay. Now, when you first parked out there on the street, right, you were, like, double parked, right?
Oh, double parked?
I mean, like, in other words, you weren't actually parked alongside the curb.
Oh, no, I was just, like, if I were to be going through the street.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean. You were, like, parked alongside the parked cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, now you see him coming down from down the street. Which direction, like from the street up to the corner where it goes out towards the Circle K, or the other corner?
The other corner.
Okay, so the farthest corner from the apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see him, and now you say he starts throwing gang signs when he first sees you?
That what? I'm sorry, what then?
He starts throwing gang signs at
you? Yeah,
he
started throwing, I don't know what he was, I don't really pay attention, I just like noticed that his hands were going up in there and like flipping like the fingers and stuff.
Okay. I mean, obviously you've either seen TV things where guys do that, or
yeah.
You've seen actually other people do that, so you know that's what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now did he start yelling at you at that point?
Nah, he just, like, I guess he thought that, like, oh, I don't want to do anything or something, and he just, like, went inside.
Okay. And now did he actually say, like, hey, you know, I mean, you know, whatever he said, he said, hey, fuck you, or what the fuck are you looking at, or...
Yeah.
I mean, but
I had to open the world up, though, so I found, like, I was just like, oh, you know, I hope he thinks that I can't hear him or something.
Uh-huh. Could you hear what he actually said?
Yeah, he was just saying, like, what the fuck you looking at? He just kept repeating the same thing over, and, like, what the fuck you looking at? And then, like, I guess he just, like, left. I guess he kind of finally got fed up, and he just, like, left.
Okay, so you actually, at that point, see him walk into the apartment complex?
Yeah.
Okay, did you know that he had gone, like, to the right or left, or...
Yeah, like, after that, I just noticed him, like, walking back to the apartment. I don't know if he went to the left or the right. Like,
okay.
I didn't make anything of it, because I thought, you know, I don't know, he disappeared. I didn't know he lived there, because I'd never seen him there before in my life, you know.
Mm-hmm. So were you parked pretty much, like, right in front, by the front of the apartments? Where,
yeah, where my sister was supposed to come down at, and she was supposed to go in the car and...
Okay, well, your sister's name is what? And she's, like, an adult, or...?
Nah, she's 16.
Okay. Okay, she obviously lives with you and your
uh-huh.
and your parents.
Yeah.
Okay, so he actually disappears for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, now did he actually say, like, that's my car right there, you're blocking it?
No, he didn't say anything. He just, like, kept looking at me, like, if he had a problem with me, but he didn't make anything of it. I guess he was, when I was going upstairs, I guess he went back inside his house and got something, and he was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, yeah, after he just cussed me out, I guess he was already walking to his car.
Okay, did you see what car that was that he had?
No, I didn't see, because I was already, like, going upstairs, so I didn't go downstairs and, like, check what was his car or anything.
But he claimed that you were blocking his vehicle in.
Yeah.
Okay, but he never really said, like, that's my car right there, you're in the way, or...
No. Nah.
Okay, when you get out of the car...
I remember the cars that I was blocking. It was, like, a white Sentra and some other pickup truck.
Okay, you remember what color pickup truck it was?
The pickup truck was, like, gray, I think.
Okay, you don't know what kind of truck it was, though?
I didn't really see it. I didn't really pay attention to it.
Okay. So when you get out of the, when you first get out of the truck and, like, you're, like, to go out and wait for your sister or go get her, is he still in his apartment?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, now, do you stay downstairs or do you actually go walk up to go get your
sister? Nah, I actually go walk up. I was just, like, I was going to go walk upstairs and stuff and just, like, knock on the door and, like, tell my sister I'm here, and I was going go back downstairs and then get in my car and just, like, you know,
uh-huh.
wait for her there, or, you know, move if anybody had to, like, get
okay.
out or something.
Okay, so then you see him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, so you actually come downstairs?
Yeah, I was coming down. Oh, well, I never got to go upstairs. That's the thing. Like, he
oh,
caught
okay.
me before I even got upstairs.
Okay, and you said he had, like, something in his hand, though?
Yeah, he was wearing some black gloves, and, like, he was like, walking with, like, a little briefcase or a suitcase. I don't know what it was. It was, like, something small, like...
Okay, well, could it have been, like, a backpack?
Yeah, like, a little, almost, like, one of those zip-up, like, binder things, only it was, like, pretty, like, big and stuff.
Oh, like an organizer.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so then, does he start mouthing off again at you, or?
Yeah.
Okay, what did he tell you?
He was just like, he was just, I guess he noticed me, he's all, what the fuck's your problem, like, what were you looking at? And I'm like, I wasn't looking at anything. I was just like calling my sister, you know, because my aunt lives up here. Like, yeah, whatever, fuck, you know, this stuff, and go, you a little bitch and all this stuff. I'm like,
oh. He's telling you that?
Yeah, he was just telling me that. He just went off. Like, I said, you know, I just can't pick up my sister.
Oh, okay.
He's all, oh, he's thought, like, went off and stuff. Like, he looked pretty, like, hyper, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, I thought he was, like, you know, on something or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember what he was wearing?
Yeah, he was wearing some, it was like a windbreaker, like light khaki-ish windbreaker, and probably like some black pants and like some white shoes.
Okay.
And okay. He was wearing some black gloves too.
Okay, so the time that he comes down, when he comes down, I mean, how long after you guys confront each other right there while you're waiting for your sister does the fight start?
Oh, like, well, it was shortly, probably like 2-3 minutes, because he was already leaving, and after he just told me off, and it's like, I don't want to do anything, you know, because of my aunt's, like, house. I don't want anything to happen, you know, I don't want her to get worried or anything. And, like, I guess he was already leaving, and I was already going to start walking upstairs, and then he comes back, and he's just like, move your fucking piece of shit car, because I'm moving, like, my car, you know, I'm going to run it over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, you know, I'll move it right now, you know, I just got to get my sister.
Okay, so your sister, does your sister witness any of the yelling and him telling you off?
Nah, she didn't witness any of that. That's why I was just like pretty going upset, because she was taking a long time, and I was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then he swings this organizer thing at you?
Nah, he didn't swing at me. He just dropped the stuff, and that's when he swung at me.
Oh, he swung? Okay, did he hit you right away, or?
Nah, he didn't even right away. Like, he missed, and I backed away, because I knew he was going to, like, swing at me.
Uh-huh.
And, like, my back was facing the stairs, so, like, when I stepped back, like, I fell back on the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I got up, and then, like, I guess he tried to swing at me again as I was getting up, so we just started fighting.
Okay.
I just started swinging back and stuff.
Okay. So now, so you guys are actually, like, trying to exchange punches?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember making contact hitting him?
Like, first, or?
No, hitting him at all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
like, we were hitting each other, like, pretty hard, but, like, I guess, like, he got me, like, he mostly got me in the face, and I was getting him in the face, too, but I guess he was ducking most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And, like, yeah, and, like, we were, like, that's when, like, we found some, like, little rolly things, they're, like, rocks or things that fall from the trees, and, like, I tripped on those.
Oh, okay.
And I fell back, and then we were just rolling around the floor.
Okay, so, did he hit you somewhere where you drew blood, or?
Yeah, like, and it was just mostly my nose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, my mouth, it was, like, pretty bruised, but, like, I wasn't bleeding that much from it.
Okay, so you were bleeding from your nose and your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you remember him bleeding as the fight was going on, or no?
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was, like injured at all, but probably just his eye or something, you know, but...
Okay, so do you remember, so that means you remember hitting him on the eye?
Yeah, like, in the eye, and I was hitting him, like, before they stopped us, like, I was already, like, you know, I was basically already winning, but they just stopped us and they separated us. I'm like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so how long do you think the fight lasted?
Probably like a good 5 minutes.
Okay, and you said both of you ended up on the ground or no?
Yeah. Well, he dropped because I fell on my back and he was on top of me, and then, like, after that, we just started rolling because I was trying to get up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then who came out and broke up the fight?
I'm not really sure, like, who was the stuff, because I was just, like, you know, into, like, fighting. Like, I guess, I think it was my uncle and some... I guess they had a company over, so it was, like, some other guy that helped them out, too.
Okay, but your sister did see part of the fight, though.
Yeah, she was coming downstairs, and I guess she noticed when we started fighting, and that's when she ran back upstairs and started calling, like, somebody to help her.
Okay, and then your uncle came out and some other people in the house?
Yeah, first it was my aunt, and then it was my uncle, and then, like, everybody else.
Okay, what's your uncle's name? So, let me look at I do have part of the report regarding the threats thing, not regarding the fight, because I don't think BPD took a report on that. Your other aunt is... No, your aunt is... Okay. And then your mom is... Okay. All right. So then it was your uncle and your sister and your mom and some other people that were visiting. They came and broke up the fight.
Yeah.
Do you remember if that guy's aunt came out or his mom?
I think his mom came out after we were already done fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So after they break you guys up, where does he run back to the apartment or what?
Yeah, he was just standing, like, next to the door, and I guess his aunt, or I don't know what is it, his mom or something, like, was just right there. And I guess they were just talking to her, like, what's his problem and stuff. And I guess that's when he just went back inside. Like, he just, like, stormed inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was already leaving, you know. Like, I just want to go wash up. And I was already leaving. My aunt told me that she would call the police already. And, like, mm-hmm. they're on their way. I was already going to leave, you know. But I'm like, all right, I guess, you know. Sure, he did. I'm not going to leave, you know. Make it seem like something happened, you know.
Now, when after you went up and washed up, and I don't know how long it took for the police to get there, but by this time, did you ever see when this guy left, or did you?
No, I didn't see it at all. I was just like, I was washing up, and all of a sudden they told me that he was leaving, and then like when I wanted to see if he was leaving, like I guess like I just heard like some car peel out and like he left.
Mm. Now, did you end up moving your truck before you went to clean up?
Yeah. I was like, when we were done, like my uncle just told like he just told me to give him the keys, and so I didn't. He just moved the car and he parked like at the end of the block.
Okay, and then that's when the guy peeled out afterwards?
Yeah, I guess he left.
Okay, did you hear him peel out, or?
Yeah, like, we all heard him and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He wasn't yelling or nothing, though. He just heard somebody peel out.
Yeah, he just left.
Okay. And so when the cops came and talked to you and interviewed you about what took place, or?
Yeah, they interviewed me. They asked me everything that happened. I just told them everything.
Okay. Now, did they ask you at the time if you wanted to press charges, or?
Yeah, they asked me, and I said, no, you know, it was just like, I just thought that something, you know, like, just like an argument, you know, stuff happens, I guess. Like,
okay. Okay, now, did you ever see them go and talk to the aunt, or go to the aunt?
No, I never saw them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty, so, now, did your mom and your, I'm sorry, not your mom, did your aunt and your uncle actually see part of the fight, too, then?
Yeah, well, they got down there, like, probably, like, in the middle of it, and they definitely tried stopping us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, and you said your mom and dad had some, I'm sorry, your aunt and uncle had some guests.
Yeah.
Who came out also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you remember about that? Anything in particular that about his actions or you know, his demeanor that I haven't, that you didn't tell me yet, or?
Not about it.
Okay. And it was your impression that he was under the influence of something, or?
Yeah, because he was like, he seemed like the whole time, like since like the first time I saw him, like coming down from the street, like he just looked like he was like anticipated about something. He was just like waiting for somebody or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And, like, when he came outside of the house, too, like, he was, like, all jittering, like, mm-hmm. he really, like, you know, looked like he was, like, ambitious, like, to fight me or something, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did he seem kind of like he was looking around to see if anybody was watching
him?
Yeah,
like, intense and stuff. He was just, like losing it, I guess, pretty much.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. As far as your injuries, you're okay and everything?
Yeah, I'm all right. Like, I went back to work and stuff. Like, at first, like, I went to work on Monday, and I guess they sent me back home because I guess it wasn't, like, allowable.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they didn't want you running around the store with a fat lip or anything?
Yeah, but I guess, like, I just slowed down a little bit, so I worked yesterday, you know, so.
All righty. Nobody took any pictures of your injuries, did they?
My mom, like, on her camera phone, but it was just, like.
Oh, okay. Does she still have those photos or no?
Yeah, she still has them.
Oh, she has them? Okay. You guys, how do you look now?
Well, the only thing I have right now, like, pretty bad is probably, like, just, like, my eye.
Okay, like a black eye, or?
Yeah, just, like, part of something, like, somewhat of a black eye, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Do you guys have a digital camera at home or no?
No, we don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay. I was going to say, we could get some. Now, you work at Target in Ventura, right?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to go to work today, or?
No, I don't go to work today.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if we can download those photos from the camera or not. That would be a... Just tell your mom to save them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to get rid of them, because that was right after it occurred?
No, it wasn't right after. It was probably, like, the day after.
Okay, when it was... Obviously, you're still swollen. Or,
yeah.
How's the picture quality on that? Pretty good, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, just tell your mom to hold on to those, and we'll see if there's any way to download those.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right. Okay, that was a conversation with in regards to a officer involved shooting.